1C Culture Corner Exercise 4, page 12.
Gateway to America. Ellis Island, or the Island of Tears, is located in New York Harbor, just off the New Jersey coast, and north of Liberty Island. It used to be an immigrant inspection station, and between 1892 and 1954, over 12 million immigrants entered the United States through here. 40% of all Americans can trace at least one ancestor to Ellis Island. Immigrants from all over the world arriving in New York Harbor would stop at Ellis Island to pass through immigration before entering the U.S. First and second class passengers underwent a brief inspection aboard ship. The government felt wealthy passengers would not become a burden to the state. Third class or steerage passengers, though, were transported from the pier by ferry to Ellis Island, where everyone would undergo a medical and legal inspection. They entered the main building through the baggage room and left their luggage there. Then they proceeded to the Great Hall. The first test was the 6-second medical exam. Doctors looked at the immigrants for apparent medical problems or disabilities. They put chalk marks on the clothes of people they thought had something wrong with them and sent them for a full examination. Medical examinations weren't required for everyone until 1917. If someone had a problem that was curable, they were sent to the island's hospital. If not, the steamship company they came with would have to pay to send them back. The next step was an interview with a legal inspector. Immigrants had to have proof of where they came from and where they expected to live and work. After 1921, people had to pass a literacy test and show a passport and visa. When there were no problems, the whole process could take a mere 3 to 5 hours. However, some people would stay longer on the island if they had legal problems or if they had to wait for a family member to be treated in the hospital. The next area was the money exchange area, where people could acquire dollars and buy train tickets. At the exit from Ellis Island, so many family reunions took place that the staff gave it the nickname the Kissing Post. After that, the new Americans were free to start their new lives.